You can't really afford to make too big a mistake in the first one because it's going to have consequences for race two. So that's always kind of something in the back of your mind on the first race. You know, from a physicality point of view, the ovals are generally a little less physical, but Texas is fast, man. It's fast and it's hot. You know, by the end of the race, trying to keep it flat in three and four, you're sort of hanging on for dear life. So having to kind of rehydrate, rest, and do it again the next day for even longer is definitely going to be a challenge for everybody. You know, you've got a doubleheader race. That's two chances to wreck your Indy stuff right at the start of May. That's not necessarily ideal. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. You get to test a little bit about what you're going to have for the Speedway, but there's definitely a huge risk about ruining some stuff. And so do you bring all your best stuff to Texas Motor Speedway? It's a doubleheader. It's essentially a double points weekend. So you kind of have to. But like I said, there is a risk involved in that. So keeping your nose clean is going to be extra important here.
I've always liked this place. I always wanted to figure out how to win here, and then to be able to do that finally in 2019 was a real treat. So, yeah, I love it. It's a daring track. I mean, you got to have commitment when you come here. You got to feel very confident in yourself and your car, and it kind of shows that in the racing product. When you watch the race, the confident drivers are the ones that are generally winning it. So I like that about this track. The tracks that require high commitment are always fun. Our racing product is our strength. I mean, our cars are... they're difficult to drive, they're fun to drive. It's tight competition. Everyone's good, all the teams are good, all the drivers are good. So as far as like giving yourself the most challenging championship, I think IndyCar's got the best out there.
This is a track that will bite if you get it wrong. And whenever you destroy a car, there's not much time to get it back together. Even if it's overnight. You got to think of your guys. You got to think of your team. When people are super tired, they won't perform perform the same. Same with the driver. So I think race one, you might see it being a little bit more in the cautious side. Maybe I'm completely wrong and it's absolutely crazy. but from a driver's standpoint, at least right now, when I saw that we had two races here, it's basically double points. You know, you've got two races, but it's going to be, you know, points in the same track twice. So I think we're in a position where we have to be competitive. We have to be quick. We have to have two good races, and we can't be greedy. Obviously, if you want to go for the win and you're trying to go for the win, like everybody always tries to go for the win, you know, you will try to go for it. But if all you have is for fourth, or if all you have is for seventh, if all you have is for third, then you take that.
Básicamente, este año tenemos dos carreras aquí en Texas. Y como piloto, yo lo veo como una chance para sumar muchos puntos. Pero también pues, hay posibilidades donde pierdas muchos puntos. Hay muchos puntos en la tabla, o más bien para agarrar. Y tienes que ser competitivo, tienes que andar bien, pero te tienes que echar dos carreras buenas. Puedes que te echas una muy buena y una muy mala, pero si le piensas, ok, son dos carreras, pero básicamente son doble puntos en Texas, porque son dos carreras. Entonces es como una Indy 500. La Indy 500 son doble puntos, ganas esa carrera y te ganas 100 puntos en vez de ganarte 50 como normal. Entonces siento que va a ser un fin de semana donde se puede o sumar o perder muchos puntos, y eso puede que luego te pongan en una situación muy buena en el campeonato o muy mala. Entonces ahí siento es donde hay que tratar de usar la cabeza bien y posicionarte lo mejor posible. Obvio, todos queremos ganar, siempre venimos a ganar, pero si no se puede, si nomás tienes para un quinto, para un séptimo, para un cuarto, lo tomas. En vez de ponerte en riesgo y pues dejar muchos, muchos puntos en la tabla. I don't think I've been hungrier for a championship, hungrier for a win ever before, because I'm in a great team, great people, great engineers, and we're all just enjoying it, but just working really hard at it to win. You know, this sport is too demanding to want to end up fifth. You know, we go into every weekend wanting to win. And if we're not on pace, then you find a way to gather as many points as you can. But when you flip the page, you can't say, oh, you know, we were eighth last weekend. We just want to be better than eighth. No, you have to head in there knowing that you can beat every single team and driver on the track. Because if you don't arrive with that mentality, you're nowhere, and you will be nowhere. So I just feel great to be with this group of people. I'm assuming everybody's been in a roller coaster. So you imagine you're in a roller coaster. They usually go like 60 miles an hour, 70 maximum. So just imagine that, times it by three, and then whenever you're about to go into the loop where you just feel the compression in your body, that's usually 1G. So then multiply that by five. And that's sort of the sensation that you get. La pregunta fue, ¿qué se siente manejar un carro de carreras? Es difícil tratar de explicar cómo se siente, pero como yo lo explico, es me imagino que todos han subido una montaña rusa. Entonces imagínate, estás en la montaña rusa, esa montaña rusa normalmente va a 60, 70 millas por hora, multiplica eso por 3 y luego nomás visualiza cuando vas a punto de echarte la vuelta. Normalmente el cuerpo pasa por como una G cuando llegas a como que a cuando te levanta, cuando te levantan los rieles. Y en un carro llegas a 5, entonces multiplica eso por 5 más los 200 y pico millas por hora. Y eso es más o menos a cómo se siente un carro de carreras.
Two of them, it's all going to be right here. You know, in my opinion, a lot of it's right there. You know, making no mistakes. I mean, you got Saturday, right? You've got practice, qualifying, and the race. There's no room for error, zero. Just like last time we were here, last year's a one-day show. The most important part is, you know, delaying that window slightly so that we have fans. You know, that is critical to the success of our sport, the livelihood of our sport, and it's critical to the fans and their well-being. I mean, people want to come out and be a part of these things, and I think that buffer gave us a little more time, you know, to make that happen.